You get another division win, and you know, we accomplished one of our goals this year is to be in a postseason. So, you know, that's good. But more importantly, we just got to keep working to get better. Still got a lot of football left to play, a long way to go. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to improve every week.
That last drive, 7 minutes, kind of clinched the game.
Yeah, it's probably our best drive of the day. So, yeah, we needed it. And, you know, got good contributions from everybody. We threw it, ran it, did a good job blocking. So that was good.
What adjustments you make in a running game as the game went on? Seems like early you guys really couldn't get anything cooking. Seems like Steven started to really run hard with, you know, Shane and mixed in there too. Of course, Danny on third down.
Yeah, no, it's really, we didn't make any big adjustments. I think we just executed a little bit better. And we didn't really get a whole lot of running plays called, you know, I mean, so we ended up calling more of them.
Took advantage of a lot of mistakes by the Dolphins, roughing the kicker, fumbled deep in their own territory, capitalized on every one of them.
Yeah, well, let's try to do that every week. I always try to take advantage of the team's mistakes, caused a few.
Brandon Lloyd, one target, one catch, and that comes on the last drive. Especially since you were shorthanded wide receiver, is there any particular reason for that, or just the way the game fell?
No particular reason.
Bill, on the Mayo sack on that drive before the 7 minute drive, is that a called blitz, or is that kind of like a hug blitz where he meets the back?
You know, I'm not sure exactly how we had that going, so I'd have to see exactly what they had on the field.
I'm not sure, but I think this was at a season low or close to a season low for yardage. Is there any gratification in knowing that you can still pull that out?
It's always good to win. Yeah, it's hard to win in this league, so it's always good to win. It's not about stats, it's about wins, and that's what we're here for.
You guys, again, had to make a lot of adjustments on the offensive line.
You know, we just keep slugging it out. Yeah.
Gonna wear the new hat and t-shirt home on the plane?
Well, it's good to have them. I don't know. It's good. It's always good to get one.
How important is it with the team being that young, clinching this, you know, this early in the season? There's still a lot of football left. The message that you send to them.
Yeah, we got a long way to go. We still got a quarter of the season left, and that's a lot of opportunities for us to improve, which we need to do. Certainly a lot of things we can do better than what we did today. Coaching, playing, you know, everything. So we'll just keep working to get better each week. And, you know, got a really good football team coming in. So you know, getting ready for Houston, we know that'll be a big challenge. So we'll, you know, get back to work here and take them on.
Bill, you guys spread them out through a lot early in the game and you came back to the line. Did you think that you might have to do that against the Dolphins defense? It's pretty good against the run.
Yeah, they're a good run defense. They got a lot of physical players up front. And, you know, we thought we would be able to attack them, you know, attack the width of the field a little bit at times. But, you know, I mean, ultimately, you've got to balance things up, which we tried to do. But, yeah, they're pretty, you know, I mean, they got a good front. I mean, Wake, Starks, Solei, Audric, Comisi, and there's, you know, McDaniels. Those guys are good. They're good players.
What did you think about your first look at Tannehill on the field?
Did some good things. Glad we have more points than they did. So that's the most important thing.
Anything else, guys?
Okay, thank you.